Blog Talk Radio.
Within himself. And he says, amen. He starts to look within himself and he says, and David says, my father, he says, where art thou? Amen. And David is saying, I need you, Lord. I need you. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. And in that passage, he started to look within himself. And he says, when I remember thee things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone, I went with them to the house of God, and with the voice of joy and praise, and with a multitude that kept holy day. He's saying that when I remember, I pour out my soul within me. Do you know what he's doing? Well, my beloved, he's destroying himself. He's becoming an introverted. He's becoming introspective. He's looking within himself for an answer. He's looking within himself to blame, to apportion guilt upon himself. And then he began to think of the good days, the good old days. Many of us do. Many of us have done that. He thinks of when he was in Jerusalem and when he was with the multitude and when he went up to the temple of the Sabbath, on the Sabbath, on holy day, and he worshiped the Lord. And maybe you're, my beloved, hear this same morning within yourself, and you used to worship the Lord regularly before a lot of things start happening in your life. But you can't not do it anymore. You decide to break away, you know, time out for a minute. So you used to come to church regularly, but you can't bring yourself to it anymore. Perhaps you're listening on the tape or on the television. You can't get out. You can't get out there. There's something holding you back. Something's pulling on your coattail. And it's not the illness. It's not your health. And you're starting to feel like David. Maybe you just can't come. Maybe you just won't come. And maybe all that you can think of is the day that used to be, when things were all right, when things weren't the way that they are now. And you say with hesitation and reservation that, you know, I wish I was back in those days. You starting to sign the believe that it was happier days and years of yesterdays. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, my beloved, God is there. You just want to continue to give God his praise. Give God the glory. Show him that you haven't given up, because he haven't given up on you. And maybe all that you can think of is the days that, okay, if what was done yesterday, Lord, I know I can't bring it back, but when things were all right, when things weren't the way that it's going now, what shall I do? See, but you have to remember that those days are gone. You cannot dwell on the past. But those days, you know, like David, you know, and like the two men that was being hung. You see, David reasons with his faith. And David's faith reasoned with his sorrow. And David's hope argues with his sorrows and his anguish. Rather, God is true, is he true to his word? David is contemplating, is he with me through the darkness, through the clouds, and through the shadow? Is he there? Is he with me? And David is in his drought, that drought time where he's all dried up. He's wondering, where is my God? Where is my God? But then we see that David longs for a different day. He talks in verse 6 of the Jordan, the land of Jordan, and the Hermonites, and the hill of the Mizar. And we know now that those places were places of great waters. But I want you to know and see, my beloved, how the tone changed within the Psalms, because one minute he's in a drought and he's looking for water, but the next minute, you know, we find that David is drowning. He has gone from drought to drowning. And the very source he thought would solve his problem, the very thing that he thought would give him life, it is the thing that overwhelms him the most. It's the thing that drowns him. It's nowhere. It's no matter where he turns or where he looks, no matter who he answers. Who may answer his question? He cannot find satisfaction. He cannot find peace. He begins to drown because he's looking in the wrong place. I can't get no satisfaction, as the Rolling Stone says. See, David was in that same place. See, I don't know whether, you know, we ever heard of William Cowper, but he wrote such a hymn, you know, "There is a fountain filled with blood." You know, some great hymns he wrote. But see, Cowper, at the age of 32, passed through a great crisis in his life. See, William Cowper tried to end his life by taking poison. And then when that failed, he tried and hired a taxi. In those days, it was a horse-drawn cart. And he ordered the driver to take him to the Thames. And he went to the bridge there. But on that night, it was a very foggy night, and the driver wouldn't take him any further. So disgusted, he got off the cart, and he walked to the bridge himself, only to find himself, by the providence of God, standing at his own doorstep. And angry at this, he went into the house and he tied a rope to the ceiling and he tried to hang himself. He was found unconscious but alive on the floor. The next morning he fell upon a knife, only for the blade of that knife to break, and his life again was spared. See, this is a hymn writer now. The next morning, in an unusual fit of joy that just seemed to come upon him, he lifted the word of God from a shelf, and he opened it at the epistle to the Romans. And whatever he read, we don't know what it said, but whatever it did, but from that day on, he found great strength. Whatever the scripture he read, he found great relief. And he penned these words as he thought of his past days. God moves in mysterious ways. This is his quote. He wonders to perform. He plants his footstep in the sea, and he rides upon the storm. Blind unbelief is sure to fail, and scare will wash in vain. God is his interpreter, and he will make it plain. See, my beloved, see, I don't know what your anguish may be. I don't know, my beloved, what your turmoil is. I don't know, my beloved, you know, I don't even want to venture and think of how awful it is. But listen, my beloved, listen to me. Listen to God. God is there. He is there. See, David goes to a place where water is found, and he cannot find relief. He cannot find satisfaction. And outside, he says, deep calleth unto deep. What does that mean? It means this, my beloved, that perhaps there was thunder in the sky. Perhaps there was lightning. And it seemed that lightning, that thunder, was echoing the anguish and the brokenness that was in David's heart. Echoing around his soul was this terrible storm of grief and pain. It was like the beat of a drum. You know when you hear a band going down the street and you can feel the beat within you and you start to move. It was like that. It's like a stringed instrument. I am told that the string instrument, if you listen to a string bass or the guitar, violin, you know when you pluck it, that one tune has a message. It says a lot. We're talking about David from all the turmoil outside. He could feel his turmoil within. He felt that the deep of the sea, with all the devastating anger, was within him, destroying his soul and destroying his spirit. That's what Jonah said. You know, in Jonah chapter 2 and verse 3, when he was being tossed to and fro in the sea, what did he cry out? He cried out what David cried out in verse 7, all thy waves and billows have come over me. And David felt that he was drowning. Amen. We're talking about, my brothers and sisters, is don't let your despair overtake you. See, David felt in verse 9 that he was forgotten. My beloved, God would never forget us. See, and his faith was inquiring of God. Lord, have you forgotten me? Have you put me on that shelf? Have you forgotten to care for me? Have you forgotten to love me? We all have done and say that. God, where are you? We need you. Have you forgotten your promise to me? Amen. And in verse 10, he feels as if there were a dagger going into his bones. He feels that in our terms, as if there's a bullet going between his ribs, right into his heart and soul. And it's so, so painful. Have you ever been there? Yes, we have. In that drought, drowning in our sorrows. Oh, my beloved, my beloved. See, I want you to see that we are very close this evening to know that David had a divine hope. We see in verse 8 and verse 9 that David says, He just sum it up. And he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? He answered the deep crying within himself. And why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. When Sir Harry, you know, we're talking about David finding it out. You know, when Sir Harry Lauder, when he lost his only son, his son was killed in World War I. He turned to his best friend and he said this. I quote, he said, when a man comes to a thing like this, there are just three ways out of it. There is a drink, there is despair, and there is God. But by his grace, the last is for me. Now, Matt, how beautiful can you get? My brother and sister, I just want to just hope you receive something. I'm going to try to pick up on this next week. But I hope you receive something from this. It's when you're down and out in your sorrow, when you're drowning in your own pity, and when you think God has forsaken you, stop. Stop thirsting for the word. Go into your prayer closet and say, Lord, help me. Lord, I need you. Amen. Cry out. Cry out. Lay prostrate. Fall to your knees. And just say, Lord, help me. Give me the strength that I have lost. Give me the faith that I have so little of. Give me back what was taken from me. Restore, my Father, what I lost, what the kangaroos and the plague has taken. Restore what our enemies has tried to do. Amen. And my beloved, I just want to thank you for being obedient to the word. And I just asking you, as you listen to the message today, please try to take it with you for the rest. Pick up, you know, try to grasp and marinate on something that was said that might have touched home in your heart, might have just knocked on your door and said, I'm here. And then if you don't have a church, find a good Bible church and just ask the Lord. It doesn't take much for the Lord to come into your heart. Just say the Lord, say Father God, say thou, say, if you just confess, my beloved, with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Without a doubt, you will be saved because God wants you to surrender all to him. God wants you to know that he's all in all. He will empower you through his strength. Amen. And I just want to thank you once again for being a loyal listening audience because our God is an awesome God and he reigns. And he loves us. He's always loving. He's never going to forsake you. Not at all. Amen. And as I end this broadcast today, please stay tuned. Call back in at 6 o'clock. Brother David Patterson is going to be on. He got FM and AM. The man is renowned. It's profound what he's talking about. It's for men about men. Please tune in at 6 o'clock. Amen. I want to thank you once again, and I pray that God just give you strength and cover your family, your friends, your colleagues, your job, your transportation, your walk. Cover you with his blood. Let him crown you from your head to the soles of your feet. And let him just crown you with the blood of the Lamb 7 times 70 each and every day. Amen. Allow God to use you. Always be a servant. And let God continue to carry you through. I trust that he will. I trust that you know he will. And keep the faith, my brothers and sisters. Keep the faith. Because what we always need is love, sweet love. Amen.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
the only thing that there's just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. You're not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hills high enough to climb, and there are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there is just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for
everyone. Amen, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for being obedient and joining in. And I really appreciate you. I love you with the love of Christ. And I'll see you next week. And my beloved, let just encourage someone today, encourage someone tomorrow, next day. Try to give someone a smile and a helping hand. Try to be that lift that they don't have. Let's pick them up. Let's pick them up where they fall. And I just pray once again that God continue to show his countenance over you and carry you throughout the week and throughout your everyday walk. Continue to praise him, continue to lift him, continue to give God the glory from glory to glory. Have a miraculous, miracle, majestic day, evening. Amen. Good night, my brothers and sisters.
Love, sweet love. It's the only